Okay, it's January 31st, 1997, and this is Sylvia talking to Mom, Ruth Olson, about her family history. So, Mom, what can you tell us about your mother?
Well, my mother, Ellie Christine Solberg, was born to Julianne and Oslof Knudsen Solberg on June the 9th, 1880. In Vesterålen, Norway. She was the oldest of four children. She had two brothers, Klaus and Alfred, and one sister, Hilda. They lived in Longenes, Vesterålen, in northern Norway, about the same latitude as Fort Yukon, Alaska. My grandmother, Julianne, was the youngest of nine children. And her birth date was April 15, 1860. My grandfather, Aslak Knudsen Solbjerg, was born January 19th, but no year is given. So I don't know. I believe he came from Romsdal, but I don't know why he came to the northern Norway. He was a shoemaker by trade, and tradesmen traveled in many areas, I think, at that time. As we can expect. Oh, is it on? My grandfather had a niece, Ellen Swenson, who lived in Fauston, Minnesota. And my mother stayed in Fauston the winter after my father brought her to America, as he had to go back to Deadwood in the fall of 1909 and had to go by small boat to Circle. So his brothers, Einar and Thorwald, stayed in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and in the spring 1910, they and my mother came to Deadwood together. Mother worked in a laundry in Fauston and did not live with her cousin, but they became very good friends and corresponded for many years. Mother's brother, Klaus, was a fisherman, and his boat was lost, and he drowned, and grandmother blamed herself, as he had planned to go to America, but she didn't want him to leave, so she felt it was her fault that he stayed and he was drowned. Mother's brother, Alfred, was much younger than she, and he was the superintendent at a copper mine on the border between Norway and Sweden in a town or city called Sulitjelma. He was married and had five children, but we didn't see him or his family when we were in Norway. Mother's sister Hilda was the youngest of the family, and she married and stayed in Longenes. Her daughter, Ellie, is the one I correspond with now. I know so little about my mother's family, but I'm thankful that I was in Norway for almost 2 years, attended school, and of course the Lutheran Church. My grandfather was very religious and especially strict about no activity on Sunday. They cooked meals ahead, so the only chore they had on Sunday was to feed the cattle. I think my grandfather was in his 80s when he died, but I'm not sure. Grandmother was 78, I believe. I remember going into their bedroom when it was stormy, and I felt so secure sleeping with them, as the wind blew so hard on our side of the house. And I wasn't used to that kind of weather. I was just used to cold, but not the wind storm. I'm thankful that I can correspond with my cousins, and they have been very helpful in giving me information, as also my cousin on my father's side, Oscar Larson, has been. And
I was going to ask you something. Were your parents were kind of childhood sweethearts? They knew each other.
I don't
way
know.
Back?
Oh, my parents.
Your parents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they knew each other all their lives, yes.
Uh-huh.
I suppose it might be considered 3 miles apart, maybe, where they grew up.
Didn't you say there it was kind of over a mountain?
Yes, it was. My dad lived on...
He lived on the other side of the mountain.
Yes. It was called Tussen. That was the name of... That's what the mountain was called.
Oh.
Tussenberget. And, oh yes, they knew each other all their lives.
So did they go to school together?
Same school? I suppose. He was three or four years older than she, I guess.
And you don't know exactly when they got married or where?
They got married in Norway, I know that, 1899, but I don't know that, I can't remember the date. I did know it at one time.
The date. Did they get married at that little church that I have a picture of?
Yes. Oh. I'm sure they must have. That was the only church there. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather would not have permitted my mother to get married outside of the church. No, that's, I'm sure that's where they got married. Mm-hmm. And then he... I'm not sure how long they had been married when he wrote to his uncle in Wisconsin, Gilbert Johnson, who was his mother's brother, and asked for a ticket to come to America, because my dad was not a fisherman. He didn't like the water, you know, fishing commercially like they did there, or for a living, I mean. That wasn't his way at all. He wanted something different. So he came then to Wisconsin and lived with his aunt and uncle.
Do you know what year that would have been?
Not exactly, but I would assume it might have been
1900. They were already married then.
Oh yes, they were married.
Was your brother Art born then?
No.
Wasn't he born in 1900?
Yeah, 1900, yeah, but I'm not sure, just... He was born September 1900, and I can't say, I'm not sure when, just when my dad came over. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she evidently lived with her parents till my dad came back to get her. Mm-hmm. And then...
And what year would that have been that she left? You don't know for sure?
No, I don't know for sure, but it might have been... I think it was probably... See, he went up to Dawson after he'd been in Wisconsin. He went to Dawson. And I think he was in Dawson until 1904 when he came down the circle. He and... There were seven men that formed a partnership, as you probably have heard me tell about that. And they formed what they called the Swedish Syndicate. They heard there was ground open on Deadwood Creek, and they went there and staked that ground, and there were several claims, I don't know how many, but quite a few claims, and they called it the Swedish Syndicate, although all of them were Danes and Norwegians, except one Swede, Oscar Roman.
He must have been the boss.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't very...
Okay, I was going to ask you about when your mother spent the winter by herself after she came to the States. She spent a winter in Minnesota?
Yes, in Boston, Minnesota, where she had a cousin who was her father's niece, and Ellen Swenson was her name, and she didn't live with her Ellen. But they became very good friends and corresponded for years. But my mother worked in a laundry for a couple. Man was Chinese and the lady was Scotch. And their name was Chu. And I remember the girls, they had two daughters, and Leah Chu was one of them. And my mother had pictures of them. And they would write to her, or they would correspond. And they were just the nicest people, she said. And it was hard work, you know, working in the laundry, but she managed. And
did she know any English at that time?
Well,
that must have been
she
hard.
Picked it up some, but mm-hmm. she wasn't, you know. Where
she wasn't meeting the public. So
no. She was ironing, I think, mostly. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she said it wasn't a bad experience. It was hard work, but she managed. And then I guess towards spring, I guess when my dad sent her a ticket, and then his two brothers came. They were in Wisconsin at their uncle's that winter. And they came up together to Circle.
That was Thorwald and Einar?
Einar, yes, uh-huh. And see, their wives wouldn't leave Norway, but my mother came with my dad. And so anyway, they got up to Deadwood, and she said she'll never forget, she would never forget how happy she was to be in that little cabin. And my dad had had a fire that just before they got there. He was burning brush, I guess, and it caught the wall. You know, the wall was black, but didn't matter. She said she found some oil cloth, or had some oil cloth, put that over the wall. And among other things that she unpacked was a white bedspread. And so everything that she could, she did to make it homey. It was the, I have pictures of the cabin up on Upper Deadwood, 22 above on Deadwood. And that was where they worked in the summer. In the winter, they worked on Lower Deadwood, but two different kinds of mining ground. But anyway, that was the start of her life in Alaska.
Were the three brothers partners then on
No.
Deadwood?
No.
No,
not at that time. They were, later they were on Upper Deadwood, but at the time that when my dad first came, and it was that a Swedish syndicate, I think they all, most of them left, and Sam Rothness was one that stayed, and Louis Lovick, and I think they were the only three, my dad and them, that stayed and kept that ground on Lower Deadwood.
And but how long did your Uncle Thorwald stay?
He stayed until 1922 when we went back to Norway.
Oh, yeah.
And he went back then, and he stayed there. And he was already married. He had four sons, I should say. And I heard Oscar, his son, wrote and said that one time he heard his father say that he missed Deadwood. Mm-hmm. But, of course,
but his wife would never go.
Oh, no, neither of their wives. So, of course, Uncle Einar's wife was quite a bit older, I could have kind of, but Thorwald's wife just plain wouldn't leave the old country, so. And I remember that we went to visit them, and how sad it was for my dad and Thorwald to say goodbye when we left and came back. And and of course, for my mother and her family, it was very, very hard too for them. One thing my mother and dad did that I think was, I don't know how they figured they had the money to do it, but they went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, I didn't.
And she had a bracelet that had been made there, that I guess an Indians used to make jewelry there, and it was just like beads, you know, but I had that until our cabin burned, of course. It was a nice.
When did they do that?
Well, I guess when she first came, when he first got back, brought her back, I believe.
Oh,
but before
they took a little vacation before they came
that, yeah,
north.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So I do remember her saying that it was interesting, and then she got that bracelet, which she had all those years, and then I had it until it burned up in the cabin, of course.
I wish she still had it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I do, too. It was kind of clear, you know, clear stones, not very colorful, but pretty.
When you went back to Norway in 1922, then, were her sisters and brothers and parents still living?
Not my brother, not my Uncle Klaus. He drowned soon while she was still at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandmother never forgave herself for because he was all set, in fact, to come to America, and she put up such a fuss. She would thought he wouldn't shouldn't do that, and mm-hmm. he agreed to wait a year or whatever.
And then
in the meantime, he went out on the fishing boat, and the boat went down, and the whole, I don't know how many in the crew, they were all lost. Mm-hmm. So I guess my grandmother then, she blamed herself for it, not letting him go. And, mm-hmm. But Alfred, the younger brother, they were living there in Norway, out of Bodø. This town where they live was close to Bodø, but we didn't. We met his wife. She came to see us at the boat when we were in Bodø on our way back from Norway. But I corresponded with one of the daughters, I think, which would be my cousin, for a few years. But there was not a close relationship. See, he was so much younger than my mother. And my mother had already been married and left when he was grown up, and so they didn't have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. And then Hilda, her sister Hilda, of course, was much younger too, but she stayed and married there and raised her family. And in fact, she took care of grandmother until she died, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And so Ellie is, what relationship is Ellie now?
She's Hilda's daughter.
Hilda's daughter.
Younger daughter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tom, of course, met all of them when he was there. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good experience for me I'm very glad I had the experience of learning the language and going to school there. And mm-hmm. of course, it was very different. It was different than what I'd been used to, playing cards and being entertained like that. But you didn't do that in Grandpa's house, believe me. But we had neighbors. My friend Ruth Jensen, whom I still correspond with, and she and I were about the same age, and I would love to go to their house next door because there was always a lot of fun there. Had five kids and mm-hmm. and. You know, it was just different. At our house at grandmother's, it was very quiet, and I was an only child there. So I never have forgotten, and Ruth and I still correspond on our birthdays and Christmas. And she had a big family. She's very well situated. And so it was an experience that I'm very glad I had, but I probably could have gotten more out of it had I been older. It was fine. Thank you.
Okay, do you know much about your mother's early schooling and early life?
Well, I remember hearing her tell that she went to live with a cousin in Bodø and went to, I suppose it would be equal to high school, maybe, in this country, or an advanced grade, anyway, from grade school. And I think she was there a good part of the year, but I'm not really, I don't have too much knowledge of that. But, of course, then she got married when she was 20, I guess. And
did you say that's where her brother lived, too?
Well, he lived
near,
but that was in later years, of course. He was still a young, small boy when my mm-hmm. mother was grown up.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know exactly how old, much younger he was, but Hilda, her sister, was 16 years younger than my mother. Mm-hmm. And I presume he might have been two years older than Hilda, but I don't know that for sure because I never met him. And
so there was quite an age difference there.
Yes, They had two first, and I think she and her brother Klaus were about 2 years apart, I believe she's told me. Mm-hmm. And then there was quite a gap between the next two, right. Evidently.
Hilda is the grandmother of Ellen, who I write to.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Her grandmother. Mm-hmm. When did she die, Hilda? Quite a long time ago.
Yes, I would say maybe 20 years ago, I'm not sure. It was when I lived, I think when we lived five nights, I'm not sure. But she, that's about all. And she married a man who was a local man, neighbor, and his brother gave a lot of information to my cousin Oscar, because this man Sigurd Eilertsen was in the old people's home, and his Oscar's wife Christine worked there, and they got pretty well acquainted, and he told a lot about my dad's family, you know, about them. What a good, how wonderful that grandmother was. My grandmother was. She had lots of children of her own, but she always was very friendly with other
children. So this man knew both sides of the family then?
Yes. In fact, his brother is the one that married my Aunt Hilda.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So.
But of course, he's no longer living.
No, none of them are living. Uh-uh. So, but I remember us going to their home and across that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a lot different. There are roads and cars and roads everywhere. There was only one car in that area at that time.
In 1922?
Mm-hmm. Oh. A man named Erickson, I think he had a store. I forget exactly, but my dad knew him, of course. And I do remember that he had a car.
Mm. That was a rarity.
Oh, yes, it was. Mm. But now they have roads and cars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as modern as, probably more so than with our way of life.
Okay. This is February 6, 1997, and this is Sylvia talking to Dad, Roy Olson, about his early life in Seattle. So Dad, let's see, all I know really about your parents is that on the census it said that your dad came to Seattle in 1899 and your mom came in 1907. But did they ever talk about before they came or when they came to Seattle?
Oh, except that Mom came to New York, and she went through Ellis Island, the same as the rest of them did, with Francis, Francis and Hannah Woods.
I mean, they came from Sweden together,
yeah.
The three of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they worked out as house maids. And then Mom got into dressmaking.
Was that in New York, or was
in
that
New
when
York.
It was, oh, before they came to
yeah.
Seattle?
And then they came to Seattle later. I don't know exactly what year. That's where Mom and Dad met.
And you don't know exactly when they were married? You don't know what year or what date they were married, huh? In Seattle?
Oh. Gosh, I never thought of that.
Well, anyway, you were born in 1910, and
yeah.
were your folks living on Aloha Street then, in that the house that you lived in when you were a little boy?
Well, they were living close to that. It was another place on Valley Street, East Valley.
Hmm.
That's where I was born. And then later they moved down to 26th and Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the address on the 1920 census, is the Aloha mm-hmm. Street.
Yeah. And we lived there until, Oh.
Did you move from there to Arlington? Or did you live someplace else before you went to Arlington? When you were a little boy?
We lived in West Seattle when we moved to Arlington.
Oh, okay. So you had already moved at least once then before you went to Arlington.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we lived in Arlington 4 years. Moved back to Seattle in 1924.
Hmm.
Yeah. And
you would have been 14.
And I was in, well, we were both in the eighth grade.
You and Harry?
My brother and I. Hmm. And then we started Lincoln High School the following year. And
where did you live then, when you went to Lincoln High School? Do you remember where your house was there?
We lived on 50th. And Greenwood, just on the north border of Woodland Park in Seattle, mm-hmm. just above Green Lake. Mm-hmm. And we would walk through part of the park going to Lincoln High School. And
were you and Harry in the same class then? I mean, the same year of high school, or?
No, he was a year ahead of me.
Oh, mm-hmm.
In high school, and then when he graduated in the spring of 1927, I was lacking 2 credits. To complete my high school education. So I went to summer school, mm-hmm. and caught up with him so that I graduated the same year as he did, except that my graduation was
a few months later, huh?
Yeah. In the fall of 27.
Mm-hmm. And what was your dad? What was his occupation in all this time? I know he started out as a streetcar conductor. Is that right?
Well, when he came from the old country, he worked in the steel mill in Chicago. Mm. And he came to Seattle, and he got to work with the Seattle Transit System on this cable car. Let's see, in Seattle there was 2 cable cars, Madison Street and Yesler Way. And he worked on the Yesler Way streetcar, which ran from the waterfront up over Capitol Hill. And the other one ran from the waterfront, also up Madison Street towards Lake Washington. Yeah.
About how many years did he do that? Do you know?
Oh, it wasn't very long after that he went to work for. He had 2 brothers, Hugo and John. And then he had a younger brother, Oscar, that came over later, and he lived with us in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was listed
when we were on Aloha Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was listed on the census there. That he lived with your folks.
Then when we moved to Arlington, Oscar moved with us.
Huh.
And
whatever happened to him?
Well,
did he get married?
Yeah, he married a school teacher, Dorothy Prevost was her name, and she was from Blaine, Washington, which is
up near the border,
Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
And so he moved. They moved up there to her father's home, where she was born. And they had two children.
So he lived with your family for a few years then, huh?